change my ways, those evil ways. So I set out across that way to strike them down, to make them pay and change their ways, their evil.
Top of the third hour this Friday, January 18th, 2019. And it's a Friday, so, you know, sort of conjectural, anecdotal. You know, you get to the end of the week, or what is perceived to be, and kind of feel like, okay, you know, it's time to relax a little bit or whatever. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Art on the line, and you're talking about Sense8, and I don't think most people are familiar with the story, the saga, I would call it, of the writing. So you're familiar, we're all familiar with Bruce Jenner. Very unfortunate. I remember being a child growing up in the 70s, seeing Bruce Jenner on a box of Wheaties. And that was cool. You know, it was propaganda, but still, it looked kind of cool. And that was someone that people in my age demographic grew up sort of idolizing and wanting to emulate in certain ways. Now, of course, we know the bizarre story of Bruce Jenner. And again, you know, you go back to Bertrand Russell's words from The Impact of Science on Society. And if I say, this is bizarre, a person going to such an extent to do this, and a man trying to portray himself as a woman going to this extent, it's bizarre. It's to me, it's sad, it's tragic, it's unfortunate. Really, it's bizarre and unnatural. And but according to Bertrand Russell and the gaslighting in America that we see, if I express that, if I say what we're all thinking, as the expression goes, then I am cast as holding a morbid taste, or an eccentricity. I'm eccentric for expressing that view. It's not eccentric. I'm just saying this is bizarre and abnormal. Anyway, we all know that story, Bruce Jenner. And so the writers of Sense8, it's a similar story. You remember the Wachowski brothers who, you know, most notably made the Matrix series, or are, you know, the Matrix series is attributed to them, the writing. That's a bigger story. But, you know, used to be Larry and Andy Wachowski. Not anymore. Now it's Lana and Lily Wachowski. So that's who is writing Sense8. Does that, you know, it sort of explains that, doesn't it? What do you think, Art? Does that shed some light?
You know, and you know, there are people who, well, you know, just don't watch. Well, you don't really have a choice in some situations. Because when you're like me, okay, yeah, I'm a little bit older. I mean, I'm old enough. I've got grandchildren, okay? When you have children in your life, and they all have iPods and iPads and such stuff as that, you know, and they're all logging on to Netflix and this and that and the other, it helps if you have the willingness to want to do some research into what's on Netflix so that you can use a little, a parental guidance, if you will. Because if you're not if you're not doing your own research and seeing what's available on Netflix so that you can help protect your children from the kind of stuff you don't want them seeing, you kind of have to sit and watch this stuff. Regardless of how disgusting and perverted it might be, you have to at least do the research to find out what do I not want my children watching. So it's easy for those of you out there that don't have children or don't have grandchildren to say, don't watch it. Unfortunately, that's not always an option when you have children. You have to watch this stuff so you know what to protect them from. And until parents step up, take responsibility for what their children watch, what their children are exposed to, we are going to continue to see a decline in the morality, the decency, and the overall well-being of future generations.
Well, your point is valid for sure, and you know, reminds me of what John was saying earlier. I think he was referring probably, you know, if I had to guess, I suppose I would say he was referring in this context to the TrueStream Media essentially retweeting the black-pilled tweet, which says, so still able to justify that Netflix subscription, cancel Netflix now is the hashtag in the tweet that was yesterday, and it's a screenshot or a picture of the Netflix original series Dancing Queen, where we're basically teaching children to behave like this. And so, you know, to sort of connect the dots here, I would take that and go back to, you know, again, Bertrand Russell and these others telling us, if we can get a hold of the kids at an early age and we can start encouraging them to believe that their parents aren't the supreme authority in their lives and so forth, then, well, we can get them to think and do just about anything we want. And so, I mean, in simple terms, I think that, you know, parents raising their own children and probably either homeschooling or, you know, the concept of the schoolhouse, this person that the local community hired, we all know who this person is. The education of the children is in local hands. And again, this is a point that cannot be overstated. It was, to me, it was the central underlying kind of takeaway from Thomas McNeice's report to the Reese Committee, which was commissioned to investigate tax-exempt foundations based on the rumor during the Red Scare that these organizations were funding un-American and even anti-American literature and activities. And the Reese Committee proved that was true. And in Thomas McNeice's report to the committee titled The Economics of the Public Interest, a sort of summary report by the assistant research director of the committee, he wrote, these original studies of the public interest disclosed that during the 4 years, 1933 to 36, a change took place which was so drastic as to constitute a revolution. That sounds like hyperbole. It wasn't. They also indicated conclusively that the responsibility for the economic welfare of the American people had been transferred heavily to the executive branch of the federal government. Actually, it was what Senator Pat McCarran referred to as the administrative fourth branch just a few years prior when the Administrative Procedure Act was passed. But continuing, you know, the responsibility for the economic welfare of the American people had been transferred heavily to the executive branch of the federal government, that a corresponding change, here's the key, a corresponding change in education had taken place from an impetus outside the local community. That's a distinction that he makes. A corresponding change in education had taken place from an impetus outside the local community. In other words, from these same folks. and that this revolution had occurred without violence and with full consent of an overwhelming majority of the electorate, which seems inexplicable. How could this happen? And he wrote, in seeking to explain this unprecedented phenomenon, subsequent studies pursued by the staff clearly showed, it could not have occurred peacefully or with the consent of the majority unless education in the United States had been prepared in advance to endorse it. And that was 100 years ago. And we're so much further down the road now. In other words, this issue of education cannot be overstated. It is of critical, paramount importance. And if parents aren't raising their children these days, aren't telling them children aren't raised under the watchful eye of parents, then it's going to be, you know, essentially everyone becomes a minion of the state, you know?
Right.
Again, that idea that when the state becomes the sole employer, opposition means death by slow starvation. The old adage, who does not work shall not eat, has been replaced by a new one, who does not obey shall not eat, I think was that Trotsky. It was Hayek quoting Trotsky and Lenin in Chapter 9 of The Road to Serfdom. Anyway, so the point is, the children that aren't raised by their parents will be raised by some minion of the state who, you know, they're well-meaning, sure, but again, Mark Twain, Cornpone Opinions, these people want to keep their jobs. They're going to do what they got to do, and the children suffer as a result.
Yep, absolutely. And, but then again, as long as, people continue to elect people like, Alexandria Cortez, who seems to think there are three chambers of government, people like, what's his name? Hank Johnson, who thinks islands will tip over if you put too many people, on the island. I mean, as long as people keep electing people like this, we're going to get more of what we've got right now. It's just going to keep getting worse. Sadly, one more thing, and then I'll let you go because I'm sure you got more to get to, and probably other callers, including a bunch of people probably getting pissed off at me about now. But, there comes a point when there is no reversing the damage that's done, when the disease becomes inoperable. And sadly, I think we're at a point in this country where we have, as a nation and as a people, have declined so far that I'm not sure there is ever any coming back from it. And that's sad. Everything our founders and our ancestors fought and died for has been for nothing.
Yeah.
The great experiment failed. Thank you, America.
Yeah, thanks, Art. Appreciate your call. From what vantage point do we approach the subject matter? You know, you listen to guys like John Adams, and this is, Hezekiah Niles, he writes, the American Revolution was not a common event. Indeed, perhaps, singular on the world stage. And that was his letter to William Tudor. Listen to these guys, and but, speaking of John Adams, I mean, I mentioned his dissertation on the canon and feudal law from time to time. And, in it, Adams makes the case that in these difficult times, out of these difficult times sometimes arise the greatest statesmen, because we, it's a sentiment that's echoed in places like the Bible, the Book of Judges. Again, we lose our way. We don't value things properly. Our perspective becomes warped. Our priorities are out of whack. Our values become warped. And so John Adams, the way he concluded dissertation on the canon and feudal law, he said, in a word, let every sluice of knowledge be open and set a flowing. The encroachments upon liberty are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. The prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. And this was not an isolated sentiment that he expressed. There is, you know, he mentioned in a letter to Abigail Adams in 1780, the science of government it is my duty to study more than all other sciences. The arts and the arts of legislation and administration and negotiation ought to take the place of, indeed exclude in a manner, all other arts. I must study politics and war, that our sons may have liberty to study mathematics and philosophy. And he went on, but, you know, that's the sort of idea. But Jefferson, you know, his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge, he talks about this. To connect the dots, basically what I'm saying is, you know, I think of Jefferson and his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge combined with what George Carlin told us. You know, he says, this is why I don't vote, because, you know, then I can't be held responsible for this. You know, garbage in, garbage out. That's what he was saying. You know, why do we keep getting garbage officials? Look at the moral decline of America, which again seems to circle back to the intimations of Friedrich Hayek in The Road to Serfdom. We're on that road, and you can't, again, we can't keep making these bad choices and expect somehow it's going to turn out better. It just doesn't work that way. It can't. You know? But we are plagued by these oxymorons in our society. We can't war our way to peace. We can't murder our way to joy and happiness. It's not possible. You know, we can't turn a blind eye to the hypocrisy if we're so much more enlightened, so much more civilized, and so forth. Then why do these lies and fallacies persist? You know, we have to stop kidding ourselves. We have to. And until we do, until we stop kidding ourselves, we won't apparently stop victimizing ourselves and one another. That's just not okay. And how ironic in America. The world is told, we're led to believe one thing. Meanwhile, the world seems to be getting wise to the nonsense much quicker than those of us here. Stateside, you might say. Anyway, I will forego the excerpt from the bill, Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. And back to the phones, Renee in North Carolina.
Hello.
Hey, Renee, welcome.
Hey, I have a cold, so bear with me. I hope I don't start coughing. I agree with Paul a whole lot, and I'll tell you why. Okay, here's one example. Okay, they really need, instead of worrying about AOC, they need to do a lot of cleaning up in their own territory, okay? Like, there was a recent, this is how dumb Scott Walker is, okay? That little Tea Party governor, what happened recently? This guy, now he describes himself on his Twitter as a, oh, reformer, leader, and principled conservative. So he's bragging on Twitter. This is how dumb he is, okay? He's bragging on Twitter how he was explaining the tax rate to fifth graders. Imagine if you did chores for your grandma and she gave you $10. When you got home, your parents took $7 from you. The student said, that's not fair. Even fifth graders get it, okay? But then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez answers him, okay? And she gets
hold that. Hold that thought. We're heading into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through Republic.
Phones, we have Renee in North Carolina on the line. Renee, you were about to say Cortez responded. Ocasio-Cortez.
Explaining marginal taxes to a far-right former governor. Imagine if you did chores for, it's a word, it's probably Spanish for grandmother, and she gave you $10. When you got home, you got to keep it because it's only $10. Then we tax the billionaire in town because he's making tons of money underpaying the townspeople. Now, see, the thing is, and wait, this guy is so dumb. Not only did he do this, he's so proud of it and thinks he's so smart, he puts it on Twitter for the whole world to see, okay? And he was a governor, big Tea Party governor, okay? The thing is, if she's an idiot, I mean, he has the brain of an amoeba. Okay, so the thing is, you know, because it's just not true the way they explain things. And then he's lying to little children to manipulate them You're going to tell me that's principled? You know, because what he said is a damn lie. So, and just like, oh, this is the best, too. Have you ever heard some of the stuff that Rand Paul has said about socialized medicine? Guess where he's going to get his hernia surgery? Canada. Yeah, he needs a hernia. He's leaving the United States and going to Canada to get his hernia surgery. So the thing is, some of these people are just, like you say, they're not going to be able to claim they have the moral high ground, because if you watch their actions instead of their propaganda, it's just oozing out too much, you know? Because, I'm afraid that LBJ was right. And this is what they use fear and ego and character defects to control people. And like LBJ said, if you make the worst white man feel like he's better than the best black man, he'll let you pick his pockets. In fact, he'll pick them for you. Okay? The thing is, they use this tribalism to where they actually get people to believe stuff that's not even in their own best interest. I mean, like I said, Amazon and Walmart, they don't pay these people. Now, some industries, they cannot ship overseas, okay? They have to stay here, things like Walmart and Amazon. But they don't pay their employees to the point where these people, we are subsidizing them as taxpayers, where because they need food stamps and medical care. And so, it's how they steal, okay? Their stealing is very crafty, just like that Obamacare. That was a gift to the insurance companies. For the whole insurance system, what they do, the insurance companies like to keep the profitable people and give the disabled, the elderly, the poor to the taxpayer. And this was a way to expand their market by getting the government to subsidize the premiums who are marginal and couldn't pay the premiums to the insurance companies. Taxpayers are like subsidizing their premiums, okay?
In what you're saying, I think, if I could sort of bridge maybe a perceived gap, at least in my own mind, and connect some dots, is in all of this, like some of us have observed that Trump is stealing from those who don't want the wall the same way that Obama stole from those who didn't want Obamacare. And in all of these things, the propaganda and rhetoric is used essentially to distract the masses and to allow the hijinks of victimization to persist. And what I mean is, whatever is happening, the masses are distracted, the bill is, they're shouldered with it. You know, speaking of Rand Paul, Congress has the best health care that the American public can buy. And so I'm not entirely familiar with the specifics in his case. I'm sure there are specifics that would address the initial concerns, but that really is, to me, it's sort of inconsequential where he gets what he gets or what he does or even what he says. We end up fighting about this stuff as Americans, and we shouldn't be. That, to me, is the great loss, the great takeaway. I don't know.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Of the third hour of today's broadcast, this Friday, January 18th, 2019. Again, just to reiterate, the unfortunate reality is we all end up fighting. I think it would be great if we were like those country bumpkins who are actually not country bumpkins, sitting on the porch rocking, and these folks think that, you know, we're just a bunch of hayseeds who fell off the turnip truck last night, only to discover that we, you know, one of us opens our mouth and we sound a lot like, I don't know, H.L. Mencken, maybe. And we're actually a lot more knowledged up than they think. And suddenly, America is categorized more as a nation of well-armed, both intellectually and otherwise, if that need be the case, sheep. Not a bunch of naive, dumbed-down, balkanized sheep, subject to a bunch of infighting. What do you think, Renee?
Excellent. Actually, I think people should actually follow the moral teachings of Jesus Christ, and they need to kind of clean up their own stinking thinking before they worry about the other side, you know, because there's a whole lot of it, you know, that needs to be cleaned up here too. I mean, for instance, I mean, we have the liar in chief in office, adulterer, obvious liar. They will take up for any, not you, but many, I don't care what he does, they will stand by him, okay? It's like a cult. I mean, they're nuts. Okay, they can't. I mean, it freaks me out, actually. Okay, when I look at how cult like these people are with Trump and the double standard that they use, yet like people like Hannity, they will go after Alexandria Ocasio. They're so eager to tear her down. Oh, in college she went by the name Sandy. Oh, then another one. Oh, look, she dances. It's like, you know, and then from what I understand, they're also sending people around to the families of her former boyfriends. They're trying desperately to dig up dirt on her, okay? But then look at who they adore, who is the president of the United States. You don't even have to dig to find all the filth on that man. I mean, this really freaks me out, okay? The people who consider, I mean, they are. They're like a cult, okay? And I think it's gotten to the point they're dangerous, you know, because of their double thing. I mean, they will, no, it's a cult of personality. And it's like, I don't care what he does, they will take up for him. That more than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is what freaks me out.
Well, you know, again, I think that goes back to what I would chalk up categorically as Stockholm Syndrome. You know, people vote hoping and trusting. I mean, we talked about it. We talked about before the 2016 election. I remember conversations, for example, that you and I had where I was saying, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's some of that stuff he said on the campaign trail. It sounds promising. He doesn't have a political record. I agree. The moral,
kept the promises. And
we had these conversations. We had these conversations beforehand, and people are trusting. You know, we're having these conversations beforehand, hoping, trusting. If the moral issue was any indication, obviously we should have seen it coming. But again, we had all those conversations, and yet here we are. And so people trust. They want to trust. They want to believe. We all want to. We're naturally inclined. And that is how, you know, that's how they get you, so to speak. They know, certain people know that the masses are trusting, and they want to trust, and they want to believe, and so that trust is preyed upon. And what ends up happening as a result is people defend things they shouldn't and probably wouldn't otherwise defend, but they have mentally somewhere in the back of their mind a vested interest in the issue, skin in the game, if you will, even if only an electronic or paper ballot. It's psychological perception. In many cases, only that's the only skin they have. But still, it's that perception, and because of that, they'll defend things that they otherwise probably wouldn't. You know, like you said, if they're on the other side of the issue. But that's how it works. And again, if you can get two sides of an issue drawn into that sort of psychopathic Stockholm syndrome, then they'll start fighting about silliness. And if you're a third-party observer and sort of independent, objective observer of this, it looks insane. It looks clinically insane because both sides are defending things that are indefensible, and they're fighting about, you know, but that sounds exactly like what Ezra Pound told us decades ago. He said the technique of infamy is to invent two lies and get you arguing over which one is true. And that's exactly how this all unfolds. And people feel like they have a vested interest in sides of a fight in which they shouldn't even be engaged.
Well, you know, it's what we used to talk about all the time, that whole right-left paradigm thing. And unfortunately, a lot of people have fallen right back into it, you know, since Trump. You know, it's like they forgot everything they were taught years ago on alternative right radio. And so, you know, like, okay, just like they used to, the deficit. I don't hear nobody talking about that anymore. Since the deficit has run up $2 trillion, since they passed that tax cut for billionaires, it's run up another $2 trillion, okay? I don't hear anybody complaining about that, where they used to beat that drum all the time. You see? So both sides have a lot of examining of themselves to do, you know, because this debate is just, it's like so dishonest, it's like it blows my mind. You know, and I just think things were better in the past. You know,
I always try to take a different.
It's like, you know, that cult of personality kind of took over alternative right radio, with few exceptions.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always try to take a little different approach, and as far as not talking about the deficit or the debt, you know, the 14th Amendment, Section 4 tells us if we're all good United States citizens, wink, wink, we're not supposed to. The validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, shall not be questioned. Anyway,
looks kind of hopeless. You know, I hate to say it, but I've been watching this a long time, and it just, you know, people, we need infrastructure, and that would give jobs. I mean, you know, it's like we want the wars to stop. Is he stopping that? No. We need infrastructure. He promises that and good jobs.
Right.
Is that happening?
Dollars. Yeah.
No.
And it wasn't his idea, but so what? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there was the $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Is that happening? And like you said, the wars. I mean, if we just stop sending young people overseas to be, it's not just the money. It's not just the $1 trillion+ that's been spent in Afghanistan, for example. It's the bloated DefSec industry that's basically consuming America like a parasite destroying its host. And all of the sort of ripple effect when people come back and they're damaged, that has a very deleterious effect in society, and all of the other consequences of that, of perpetual war, absolutely. Ravaged, you know, there are people that have observed this is a way to sort of bleed America dry. And maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but the signs seem to indicate they'd be right about that suspicion. So nothing good comes from it is the point. We're not safer. Things are not better. We're certainly not more prosperous. And it lends itself, again, to a sort of almost like a criminal psychology, because in a state of war,
I don't know why people thought this trust fund baby was going to identify, you know, these hardworking poorer people that are trudging off to Walmart every day or wherever to do their little job. What were you really thinking that spoiled trust fund baby was ever going to identify with and help you? Duh. You know, he's had people's nose up his butt his entire life.
Trust fund or no trust fund.
I don't know.
If you're talking about a person that you've never met, again, I mean, this is, to me, that's a salient takeaway. A person you've never met is never going to have, they don't know you. They're not going to have your best interests at heart. They are not going to represent you and have more of a fiduciary obligation to your well-being than you have to yourself. And, you know, I think the end of the spectrum,
they have such a different life experience. They have never, he has no clue what it's like to live like these people that are hanging on by their teeth, you know, going to their little jobs every day. He has no clue. He's never experienced that in his entire life. In fact, and I think I've even seen some news clips that he actually, they gave out at his places fake green cards and stuff. He has hired illegals at his businesses, okay? I mean, there's so much lying going on right now. It's like, my head wants to explode, you know?
Well, if we could manage to get our feet planted firmly on the ground again and get our heads screwed on straight, maybe we could all start having an honest conversation without some infighting and see that, you know, if it's not entirely too late, you know, Paul is right. A middle class is vital to a, dare I say, sustainable society, even though that's, you know, a contrived term. I don't mean it in the contrived sense, but and that, again, Hayek reminds us, is inseparable. The politics and economics issues are inseparable. They are inseparably linked. And so then you start, you know, then the issue of the Federal Reserve comes into view and all of the ill effects of that. Again, you know, a currency that is issued by a private corporation at interest creates the hidden tax of inflation that keeps us all on the rat wheel. It lends itself to hijinks and criminality. Instead of allowing people to earn an honest living, you know, industry being controlled by those kinds of things, you know, if you have a monopoly press, you can just print as much as you want, essentially, which is what we've seen in the post 9/11 and the post subprime contagion era, particularly. But inflation was already skyrocketing.
Well, yeah, and you know, the thing is, everybody wants to think their team is so good. Before this last election, the conservatives controlled everything. Okay, did they do anything to fix these things? They do anything about the Federal Reserve? They do anything about stopping the wars? No. When they, you know, they're not principled, okay? They, when they had 100% control, it would have been a snap. They could have done it. They did absolutely nothing. These people that think your team is the good guys, the white hat, and the other team is the black hat cowboys. You know, it's just not. You know, because they proof is in the last couple of years when they controlled everything and they didn't do squat.
Well. So two things. First of all, you know, Donald Trump probably never came up with any sort of regulatory policy on his own. Not that I'm a fan of regulatory policy, nor did Barack Obama. I mean, he wrote in his own book that once you hit the level of senator, you're just ushered around. You're a figurehead. And so from there, you know, you go back to these old dead white guys who we're not supposed to talk about or read or know about anymore. But John Adams told us there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. So again, you know,
and then
to
they
know these things
up
and to
together
step back
to make sure
and to actually
they
have
they
a conversation instead
third
of
party to rise.
Infighting is obviously, I think, advisable in this case.
Well, okay, I've had my turn. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks, Renee. Appreciate it, as always. It'd be nice if we could have a dialogue, you know, not based in rhetoric, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be great as a society if we could have a dialogue? And it's, I think, you know, one of the difficulties, in my humble opinion, is as people are drawn in these large urban centers, there are things that happen. The Federal Reserve has a momentum, that central banking concept, a private corporation issuing currency at interest, that has a momentum. There are things that happen in, you know, 200 years ago, 250 years ago, we were told all along the way, people observing. Now the problem is we are steeped in rhetoric and propaganda, and we conflate that with genuine information, good information. Propaganda is information that is designed and intended to persuade you, and usually without you knowing, in a way that is on some level undetectable. True information, if it's just information, it's not weaponized in that fashion. It's not trying to influence you in any particular direction or persuade you. And so when we conflate the two, that's a danger. And we've been encouraged to conflate this propaganda. And the problem is kind of like, you know, dessert and dinner. Dessert will always be more enticing than dinner. But that, you know, we're supposed to be smart enough to know that we should eat dinner and not just try to survive on a diet of dessert. You know what I mean? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor.
January 18th, 2019. In simple terms, my perspective on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, no offense, you know, again, this is not to be conflated, you know, so it's just my perspective. Hopefully it's not rhetoric and propaganda, but, you know, again, rhetoric and propaganda are different than just information, and the dessert will always be more enticing than dinner, but hopefully we're smart enough to know. And that's it's that way in everything. Speaking of the Federal Reserve, bad money always drives out good, you know? History tells us. So we should be smart enough. And again, Bertrand Russell telling us that Limelight and Brass Band is more influential and persuasive than just information. Here, let people decide for themselves. We should be wise to this game. So Cortez is Bernie Sanders, community organizer background. To me, she's a sort of an Alinskyite cutout. Obama, Hillary Clinton, who just hasn't really come into her own yet. And so at worst, you know, like I said, she's a useful idiot. At best, something for far more nefarious. Maybe those are flipped, but that's just the way I see it. That's my perspective based on my observations and where she's been and who she's been around and how she's featured in the media. If she were a fly in the ointment, really, she wouldn't get that much coverage, plain and simple. So that, in the final analysis, is the thing that has me scratching my heads. In the remaining moments, back to the phones. Fred in Michigan, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey there, Sir Chris.
Hey, Fred.
I called my local county library, and sure enough, they have received Israel Shahak's masterpiece of scholarship entitled Jewish History, Jewish Religion, The Weight of 3,000 Years. And I can only imagine the subject matter content, although there is a review at Ellison Ware's site, ifamericansknew.org. Review from 2002. Gore Vidal did that review, and it definitely tweaks my memory about Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Gulag Archipelago, 1979. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature for that. Aaron Soltz, Yaakov Rapoport, Lazar Kogan, Matvey Berman, Genrikh Yagoda, and Nafty Frankel, all six are Jews. They were the commandant murderers of the 66 million Goyim Gentile folks in the Gulag. And we're supposed to commemorate them next week during the Holocaust commemoration days. Yom HaShoah! How's that? Yom HaShoah.
More fun next week. Martin Luther King Day on Monday, right? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, yeah, that'll do it for the week. Thanks, Fred. Folks, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. Today I have two guests. One guest is